The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about how to survive some of the tense situations that sometimes come up during big family gatherings, particularly at Thanksgiving. What should you do if you're a guest in someone else's home and you don't like the food?
Okay, I can answer this one because, as you know, I'm probably the least adventurous eater on the planet. I always worry when I'm a guest because I don't want to be impolite or hurt anyone's feelings, but it's tough to force yourself to eat something you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do the tried and true method of finding a side dish you do like, eat that, and then just cut up the other food and push it around your plate so it looks like you ate at least part of it.
What do you do if, like, the host says, "How is the turkey?"
Well, you've got options here. You can either say, "You know, the salad rolls and green beans were so good, I kind of filled up before I got to the rest of the plate." Or you can go with something like, "The food is great, but I'm just being overly cautious because I've had stomach issues lately, and I never know how it's going to react to certain foods." Most people aren't going to quiz you about your stomach problems at the dinner table, so they'll just let it go.
Yes, they will. If you're hosting the meal and you notice someone hasn't eaten much, it's probably best not to bring it up because chances are that person is already worried and would appreciate not having it pointed out. That's it for us today, but tomorrow we'll tackle more tense holiday moments. Until then, find us online at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.